And now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the week. We'll start with one that picks up on last week's story, with a call from Mike Howman from Norwich to bring back the banned pirate ship. Pressure is on for Norwich City Council to allow the previously banned pirate ship to be part of the Lord Mayor's celebrations on July the 8th. A dispensation was previously given to it, being a static display, but even this is now withdrawn. For many years, the procession has traversed the city centre with many colourful and imaginative floats on lorries, thrilling vast crowds, and because of their height, have been clearly visible. Current participants are, excuse the pun, low-key, i.e. less visible. I realise the need to keep pollution low, but for one day, 0.27% of the year, surely the most efficient modern-day lorries won't do much harm. A prickly subject, of course, but don't the ageing buses that currently fill St Stephen's, Castle Meadow and Tombland every day cause far more pollution? I say, come on, city leaders, rethink your decision and bring back all the lorry-based floats.
Mrs Moore from Cringleford writes, how wonderful to read about Tyler Thurston and the front garden stall he runs with his dad, selling produce he has grown and recycling plant pots. I can't help thinking that if more people were to follow his example and grow things, the world might be a kinder and happier place. There's so much all of us can learn from growing and nurturing things and being outside in nature and making a positive difference to the world. To my mind, it's a kind of therapy, really. And on top of that, growing as much food as we can closer to the home is good for the planet too. There is so much emphasis in schools on academic education, but wouldn't it be wonderful if education such as this was prioritised too? Congratulations on your endeavours, Tyler.
Support for our local pubs is vital, writes Marcus Moore from Sprowston. Doug Fulger's letter, Licences to Sell Alcohol, last week points out we regularly see reported in local papers that cafes are applying for a licence to sell alcohol, with a recent application stating that the owner wanted to offer their customers something extra in the form of premium beers and wines from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m. As Mr. Fulger says, public houses open at these specific times. I agree with Mr. Fulger. Surely folks should be supporting local watering holes. Perhaps, as an alternative preference, applying for outdoor seating from the authorities, depending on location, access, etc., wouldn't go amiss.
Christopher Cockcroft from Thurlton has a suggestion about the Bacton Gas Terminal. If councillors are looking for a future use of the Bacton Gas Terminal, they need look no further than its use for the making of liquid hydrocarbon feedstocks plus hydrogen. At the present time, Bacton is flaring off methane, thus adding to climate change, which could immediately be converted to methanol by use of a recently discovered catalytic process that converts methane to methanol using just light. Methanol could be sent to the North Walsham Rail Terminal by the existing pipeline. From thence it could be shipped to the petrochemical industries for conversion to carbon neutral fuels or other products. But in the not too distant future, a small modular high-temperature nuclear reactor, such as Moltex Flex, on that site, could be used for the production of hydrogen by high-temperature electrolysis using wind, solar and nuclear power, plus methanol. Bacton is just the right site for such, given its current gas network and the existing pipeline for exporting products from it.
Finally, P. Bullard from Norwich has a tongue-in-cheek suggestion for the next general election. Partygate, sleaze, Prime Minister's misleading Parliament, a disastrous mini-budget, anti-Semitism. What a sorry lot our MPs are. When we have a general election, maybe every ballot paper should have a box at the bottom to vote for none of the above. It might achieve a landslide.